Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Our program this week is music for 5, 4, and 2. That is, a quintet, a quartet, and a duet. The composers are Joan Tower, Elizabeth McConkie, and Nancy Galbraith. Joan Tower was born in 1938 in New Rochelle, New York, and grew up in South America. She says she found herself plucked from a very safe little neighborhood and thrown into the wilds of La Paz, Bolivia, where her father took a job as a high-ranking mining official. It was very traumatic at first, she recalls, but she quickly acquired the Latin culture's love of rhythm, thanks largely to her nurse, who went dancing every night with her young charge in tow. They'd throw me a percussion instrument and I'd play maracas or castanets all night. I had a ball, she says. At the same time, Tower was taking classical piano lessons. She became a marvelous pianist, performing for 15 years with the Da Capo Chamber Players in New York, a contemporary music group that she founded. Tower sees herself as a performer who composes, not the reverse. The winner of the prestigious 1990 Graumeier Award for Music Composition, her orchestral pieces have been performed by such orchestras as St. Louis, New York, Tokyo, Toronto, London, Chicago, Dallas, Washington, D.C., and others. She has been the subject of television documentaries in this country and in England. In 1998, she was elected to the American Academy of Arts and Letters and was also named the recipient of the Delaware Symphony's Alfred I. DuPont Award for Distinguished American Composers. From 1985 to 88, Tower was composer in residence at the St. Louis Symphony. She is currently Asher Edelman Professor of Music at Bard College, where she has taught since 1972. We're going to hear Joan Tower's Turning Points for Clarinet Quintet, composed in 1995. The piece is dedicated to the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center's artistic director, David Schifrin. He's a clarinetist. The piece is in one movement, and it is developed from material that you'll hear in the first couple of minutes of the piece, played by the solo clarinet. So listen carefully to that opening. It begins with a long-held note, which crescendos, then briefly touches the notes above and below and returns to itself. Tower describes this as a dramatic idea which is held in place. The second idea ascends slowly and quietly. The third is a short arpeggiation that rises, rests, and falls. And the fourth theme is another held motive, a wide interval that is slow and sweet. These four ideas are developed and transformed throughout the piece, taking on recognizable but different identities as they react more and more with each other. Let's hear it now, played by the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, David Schifrin clarinet, Ida and Ani Kavafian violins, Paul Neubauer viola, and Fred Sherry cello.
Thank you.